It sounds like the experience at the monastery you spent the Voss at before returning to Longport Shaw was quite meditation focused and
Yes.
technique focused. And monasteries and places you can go and practice in this more, as you put it, full or holistic way is quite a new phenomenon in the West. What would you say in terms of trying to speak to someone who's only had retreat experience and where that's been their metric, and really where their practice has been measured by meditative attainment or calm based on a technique, versus this holistic approach you're talking about if I'm at the Ajahn Chah Ling monasteries? Like,
Funny,
what's
yeah.
unique about
What you
that?
find about it is that it's actually following the Eightfold Path that the Buddha went on in his very first sermon. It's not
The
it's an Eightfold Path that's laid out, that you've the aspects of right view and right resolve and right thought pro right thought formations, right action, right speech, right livelihood. How do you get along with people? How do you interact with the world? How do you take responsibility for your actions and your place in the world? And as well as the meditation, it's not a Buddhism is not a meditation technique. It's a training in one's whole life, body, speech, and mind. Now that's what Sila Samadhi Panya is like in the Trisika, the triple training is Sila Samadhi Panya. So like your virtue, integrity, training in your actions, your development of meditation, of right effort, right mindfulness, right samadhi. Your training in wisdom. And so it's not about a technique of meditation, because that's, it's one dimensional. When, as human beings, we're a bit more than one dimension.